two more cruise ships will stop sailing to Alaska in the summer of 2011. That's in addition to the three that will stop in the coming season. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The cruise ships Royal Princess and Rheindam will shift to Europe and other parts of the world for the 2011 summer season. The Royal carries about 700 passengers, and the Rheindam, a Holland America ship, has a capacity of around 1,300. The lines will remain mainstays of Alaska tourism. Princess will still send six ships to the state, and Holland America will send seven. Bruce Bustamante of Princess Cruises says vessels are being redeployed because the state is too expensive.
Alaska is a high cost of operation for us, and then recently there have been additional taxes and regulations layered onto our operation, so it's reduced the return on investment, you know, for these assets, and that's what cruise ships are. They're mobile assets.
Holland America did not immediately respond to an interview request. Princess Carnival and Royal Caribbean have already shifted Alaska ships to Eastern and other markets for the 2010 season. Tour officials estimate total passenger capacity will drop about 15%. Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says the cruise ship initiative, passed by voters in 2006, is to blame.
A lot of people say, well, it's because of the economy or it's because of this factor, and I would say it's a combination of things. But you cannot deny that when you layer additional cost on a specific business sector to the tune of $75 million since the ballot initiative was passed, that they're going to look where they can deploy their assets to do the best they can for their business.
The two ships leaving in 2011 will be somewhat offset by the addition of two other vessels. The 900-passenger Crystal Symphony will begin sailing, as will the 2,400-capacity Disney Wonder. Changes in the next two seasons' itineraries will affect some communities more than others. Alaska Alliance for Cruise Travel spokesman John Litton, owner of Sitka Tours, says reductions at his port town will hit excursion operators hard.
Your costs don't drop just because the ships go away. So I can't pick up and move to another community. I certainly can't take my equipment down to the Caribbean where they're operating. I'm sunk, and that's how I'm feeling, as well as virtually hundreds of other small business people around the state.
Princess and Holland America are part of Carnival Corporation, which owns 10 cruise lines worldwide. Carnival officials have called for repeal or reduction of fees and regulations created by the cruise ship initiative. Ballot measure author Joe Geldof says head taxes and discharge limitations are not causing ships to move.
I think it has everything to do with margins, other business opportunities, changing demographics, and frankly, the way people are cruising in many markets. They are shorter tours, they are closer to home, and if you can work out of a place into the Baltic, into the Mediterranean, into the Atlantic, that's what you're going to do.
Cruise lines kept passenger levels up last season by deeply discounting ticket prices. It's not clear whether fewer ships and a recovering economy will make that necessary in the upcoming season. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.